Hello there, and welcome back. Today we're going to talk about the steps to home ownership for a buyer. Step number one, you need to make a decision whether or not you want to rent a home or to purchase a home. We will help you determine the right time to buy. Why pay someone else's mortgage when you can be paying your own? The city is expanding and growing, plus the cost of living keeps climbing. Is it better to buy a home now or to save more for a down payment? We will discuss the options and benefits of both. Step number two, you need to obtain a pre-approval for a mortgage. Unless you won the lottery and have a lot of cash, most people are going to need a mortgage to purchase a home. Obtaining a pre-approval for a mortgage is one of the first and most important steps in starting the home buying process. There are three major reasons for doing this. The first reason is to determine the size of the mortgage the lender will approve you for. It is very disheartening to find your dream home and find out that the lender will not provide you enough money to purchase it. So let's determine upfront the price range we can comfortably afford. Now we know that we are viewing homes that we can comfortably invest in. The second reason is to lock into and protect the lowest interest rate possible. Most lenders will protect your rate for a minimum of 90 days. So if the rates go up, you get the current low locked-in rate. And if they go down, you will get the new lower rate. This could save you thousands of dollars over the life of your mortgage. Step three. The third reason is to make the approval process faster once the offer is accepted. The lender will request all of your paperwork during the pre-approval process. It always takes more time than expected to get this documentation in place. The earlier you start, the faster the process goes after we write the offer. Having all the documentation in place before the offer is written will reduce the stress during the condition period. It may also allow you to waive the conditions sooner, and it may make the difference to winning or losing in a multiple offer situation. We will help you locate a good lender. Some clients use their existing banks, and some like to use a mortgage broker. Keep in mind, typically you can get a better rate through a mortgage broker, and there is no cost for their services. The broker works for you, not the lender. So their job is to get you the best mortgage for your situation. Please keep in mind, there is more to a mortgage than just rate. Brokers are particularly good if you have bad credit or unusual circumstances, self-employed, etc. If you choose to use your existing bank, let us know, and we can tell you some tactics to help you negotiate the best rates. There are several different types of mortgage products out there. Now is the time to get the lender to explain them to you and to start thinking about what is best in your situation. Please ask us any questions that you may have. The next step is to transfer the down payment from the savings or your RRSP. You will be encouraged to use your existing resources wisely and to have the funds readily available for use as and when required. When you purchase your home, part of the total purchase price will be in cash or a down payment, and the remainder will usually be in the form of a mortgage. The down payment, the non-mortgage portion, is usually split into two parts. One is the initial deposit, and the second is called the cash to close. The deposit is required when we write the offer. The cash to close is required 2 weeks before possession date. If you are using funds from your RRSP for any part of that down payment, these funds should be transferred into your bank account now, so they will be ready for you to use at the appropriate times. The amount of the deposit will vary with the purchase price of your home and the size of your mortgage, typically between $5,000 to $20,000. We will discuss more about the deposit later. Now, we're going to estimate your closing cost. You will need to prepare for all of the costs of buying, including the down payment, closing, moving, and other costs. We will go over this with you in detail so that you know the approximate costs of the purchase and the after-purchase cost. For example, moving, home inspection fees, lawyer fees, taxes, condo document review. Please review the potential buyer's cost form on our website. Next, you should finalize a complete housing budget. This budget must be one that you can comfortably afford, including principal, interest, taxes, insurance, and utilities. You do not want to end up being house poor. Now we're going to select our affordable districts. Using your comfortable budget amounts, we will find all of the neighborhoods in and around Calgary where you can afford to live. I will not show you homes that you cannot afford. Once we have a list of the areas that suit your budget, You can then tell us if these areas are suitable for your family's needs. Also, you may consider school districts and distance to work. Make a dream home wish list. We will find out what you have liked and disliked about your previous homes and help you compile a list of your needs and wants of your future home. I will help you make a shopping list of the main features of your dream home. This includes the specific requirements that you, the buyer, want and need to have in your new home. For example, double garage, three bedrooms, etc. When you are compiling this list, it should be in two sections. One is the absolute must-haves, and the second section is the nice-to-haves. If it is on the must-have list, this is a non-negotiable. If it is in the nice-to-have list, we try to get as many of these as possible. Now we're going to locate and qualify the listing. Using the most up-to-date techniques and tools available today, our entire team will be searching daily to help you locate the best homes that match your budget, neighborhood, and shopping list requirements. We will be searching manually with the computer to locate the appropriate matches. When we locate the homes that match your requirements, they will then be emailing or calling you with all of the new listings as they become available for you every day. You will also have access to our websites to review the neighborhood's trends as they change hourly. As you receive the detailed information on these homes, you can determine which homes you would like to view. You may even want to drive by on your own ahead of time to ensure the exterior and the neighborhood are to your liking. We will also set you up on automatic searches so you can view the listings the second these listings become available on the MLS. You also have access to our personal app to search the listings. We will also set up a portal so you can view these listings at any time. The frequency at which we email you these listings can be adjusted. If you are just starting out the home search process, we can set it up so the listings come to you once a week or once a day. If we are really serious and we now know what we're looking for, we can set it up so the second that the new listing comes on the market, we can have it emailed to you. Now comes the exciting part. We get to view the selected homes. Once we find some homes that we're going to view, please email us the address and or the MLS numbers of the homes you would like to view. The best way to email them is just to email the MLS numbers separated by commas. Our office will arrange an appointment with the sellers to view the selected homes. The viewing appointments will be scheduled at a mutually convenient times for both you and the seller. All of our licensed agents will be available to show you the homes. This allows for maximum schedule flexibility. Once we start the showing process and we view the homes that you like, we can narrow down our requirements as we determine which features are must-haves and which ones are nice to have. We may adjust our list. When we look at a number of homes, it can become very confusing as to which home had which feature. To help clarify the confusion, you will be encouraged to name each home and to rate each home with a number from 1 to 10. We will only keep the top three homes at the top of our shopping list at any time. We will help you shop and compare until you feel confident that we have found the best home for you. Once you find a style and type of home that you are seriously considering, we can then arrange viewings of similar properties so you can compare the price and the areas of the particular properties. A great percentage of our clients find their home on our first trip out viewing homes. This is because there is an adequate number of homes on the market, and we have determined your needs and selected the homes that match as many of your needs as possible. So don't be surprised if we find your home quickly. Next, we're going to determine the market value and appraise and evaluate the home. Before writing an offer, we will determine the fair market value of the selected home. We will evaluate the area of the interested properties and compare this to all the similar homes on the street and area, allowing you to determine the correct market value of the property for yourself. Now, we're going to write an offer. Together, we will write an offer with your best interest in mind and negotiate the best possible deal for you. The offer will be structured to minimize risk for you. At this point, you should consider which lawyer you are going to retain. We will have a few recommendations for you. We will negotiate back and forth with the seller, typically verbally, and we will get our offer accepted. Once the offer has been accepted, it will be checked for accuracy one more time. Once you have retained a lawyer and a mortgage broker, please provide us with the exact details. We will in turn provide copies to you and the mortgage lender and the lawyer at the appropriate times. You may have your lawyer review the offer before the conditions are waived. Once the offer is accepted, we now have a legal contract with conditions. Typical conditions may include home inspection, financing, review of condo documents. Typically, we will have about 2 weeks to satisfy these conditions and give a written notice to the seller by means of a waiver form. Once our conditional offer is accepted, the seller has a choice to change the listing to pending on the MLS system, or they may choose to leave it as active and continue to show the home. The seller has the right to negotiate and accept a backup offer. The backup offer will only become valid if you decide not to purchase your home because of a problem with the financing, condo docs, or home inspection. Unless the seller has their own condition negotiated into the contract, there is no way for a seller to legally back out of the contract from this point on. So now we're going to determine the structural value and inspect the home. I will encourage you to hire a professional home inspection company to analyze the home for any possible major defects or safety concerns. This will give you peace of mind and should always be a condition in the offer. We will encourage you to attend the home inspection with the inspector so he can familiarize you with the systems of your new home. You will not be expected to proceed with the purchase if there are major expenses required to rectify the problems. If there are minor problems, we may be able to ask the seller to fix some of these before we waive our conditions. The main intent of the home inspection is not to renegotiate the price, but it is to determine that the home is structurally sound, but instead for you to understand the exact condition of the home. You may be able to use this report again if and when you sell your home. If you are purchasing a condominium, we will request several documents from the seller. It is recommended to have a knowledgeable party review these documents with you. When you purchase a condominium, you are purchasing a piece of a corporation. These documents will explain the financial and mechanical workings of the corporation, the building and the mechanical system. Some people have their lawyers review the documents or use a third-party condo check service. Recently, it is becoming more prevalent to use a third-party condominium check service because they are more familiar with the documents for each complex and they are reviewing them daily. What about the deposit? When we write an offer on your home, you will need to provide a deposit made payable in the name of the selling real estate companies. These funds must be available within 2 business days of presenting the initial offer to the sellers. Most selling real estate firms are now requesting this deposit be paid in the form of a bank draft. This bank draft must be delivered to the selling real estate company and must be in their trust account within 4 business days of the offer being accepted. This money is held in the trust account of the selling real estate company and is used as part of your cash down payment on your home. Typically, no interest is paid on this deposit money while it is held in trust. Your deposit money will not be held at risk during the conditional sale period of this contract. This means that the deposit becomes non-refundable only after you have waived all of the conditions on the contract, such as financing and home inspection. The amount of this deposit will vary depending upon the purchase price and the size of your home. A typical deposit is between $5,000 to $20,000. The larger the deposit, the more serious the seller will take you, especially in a multiple offer situation. Mortgage approval. Since you have already been pre-approved in advance for a mortgage, this step should not be a problem. Our office will forward a copy of the sale contract and the listing information about your new home to the lender. The lender will review this information and may now ask you about additional purchase information, such as letters of employment, bank statements, etc. It is important to get this information to the lender as soon as possible, as we only have until the condition date to get the approval completed. The lender will review your documents and the appraisal and give us an approval to purchase your home. Please ensure that your lender sends us a written approval stating you have been approved for the mortgage. There are many types of mortgage products out there in the marketplace. Some important features about the mortgage are interest rates, prepayment penalties, prepayment options, terms of the mortgage. Is a mortgage fixed or variable rate, capped or non-capped? Some of these decisions can mean thousands of dollars over the lifetime of your mortgage. A good mortgage broker can save you significant money over the life of your mortgage. As the financial rules change in the Canadian economy, the lenders are now asking for more and more documentation than ever before. Do not be upset if the lender comes back asking for more details. This is typical. Lately, the banks have been asking for a 90-day history of the down payment of funds, meaning if the money has not been in one of your bank accounts for more than 90 days, you need to prove where it has come from. If you are going to collect money from several different sources, it is better to get this money collected in one account as soon as possible to comply with a 90-day tracking rule. If you are getting this money from an insurance settlement, keep all of the relevant documentation. What about an appraisal? Typically, your mortgage lender will have the home appraised by a certified professional appraiser. This is expected and is for your protection. The lender has pre-approved you for a mortgage amount based on your salary and expenses. Now they want to make sure that the purchase price of the home is reasonable based on today's market conditions. CMHC is Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation. It is a division of the federal government that insures the home purchases for Canadians. Typically, the banks require 20% down of the purchase price as a down payment before they will issue a mortgage. However, if the home is your primary residence, CMHC will sell you insurance and will then allow you to purchase your home with as little as 5% down payment. The price of the insurance coverage is rolled back into the mortgage amount, so you do not have to pay it directly unless you choose to do so. Since CMHC is insuring your home, they also want to approve the home and the mortgage. The lender typically takes care of the application and the approval step. Keep in mind, some types of housing and condo projects CMHC will not approve. These rules change, so ask us for any current details. Now we need to accept the lender's offer and get a commitment letter. We encourage your lender to finalize all mortgage negotiations in writing and encourage you to keep the commitment letter for your file and future reference. When you are speaking to your lender, please tell them to forward an approval letter to our office. We like to get this letter before we waive the financing condition. A real property report and title insurance. In Alberta, the standard real estate purchase contract places all responsibility for the cost of a valid policy of title insurance or a real property report with a compliance stamp on the seller. A real property report is a document created by a land surveyor that shows the location and sizes of all improvements of the property. Your lawyer will review this survey with you. Please ensure you keep a copy of the survey in your files for future use. So how do we waive the final conditions? All of the conditions on the purchase contract expire at a specific date and time, which we negotiated when we wrote the initial contract. We as buyers must inform the seller in writing before the expiry time that we will waive all of the specific conditions. If these conditions are not waived and there is a valid reason for not waiving them, the contract now becomes dead and the deposit funds will be returned to the buyer. In some cases, with the agreement of the buyer and the seller in writing, it may be possible to extend these condition dates. We will have you sign the waiver forms and we will email them to the seller's agent, typically before 9 p.m. on each of the condition days, as well as your lawyer and mortgage broker. When the last waiver is signed and sent, the sale now becomes a firm sale. The sold sticker goes on the sign. Once all conditions have been waived, the deposits are now non-refundable. You must complete on the purchase. If you do not, you will lose your deposits and become legally liable for any of the incurred costs by the seller.
Thank you for listening to Glenn's Real Estate Education Podcast. Please review any of the documents we discussed in today's episodes at www.godlinton.com/podcast. Please also review the Education and Resources section on the website as well for more details. If we can help you purchase your new home, please feel free to reach out to glenn@godlinton.com or 403-829-9500. Good luck in finding and purchasing your new home.